Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Got Ira Winderman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Good morning, Ira. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing great, Ira. And you know what's amazing? We have watched Hassan Whiteside. Did something happen to him the other night? He played 5 minutes.
Yeah, what happened to him the other night was Steven Adams got in foul trouble. Nerlens Noel, the backup center for the Thunder, wasn't available. Oklahoma City went small. Spoelstra could only play one center, one big at a time.
Wow.
His preference was Kelly Olynyk. His number two choice is Bam Adebayo. So I guess I would phrase it this way, guys. Right now, Hassan Whiteside has fallen to number three in the Heat center rotation. Jeez.
You know, it's amazing, and we don't even talk about it, whether it's minutes or shrinking on the bench, and when we get a little something, we go, hey, it was a nice 5 rebounds and 6 points, and he
played 5 minutes.
It's just incredible, that guy making all this money, and what Eric Spoelstra, clearly Bam is the man right now. I've been amazed, and he's taking it well. Obviously, he's going to opt in on this last year, right? He's going to take his money.
I don't see how you give up $27, $29 million. You're not going to regain the money. I've tried to prod him with that question. You know, what means more to you at this point in your career, still relatively young, under 30, playing time or dollars? But it doesn't matter what I say or you say or media pundits say. It's what his agent tells him, where he calls his agent up and goes, maybe we should opt out. And his agent goes, are you crazy? So I don't see that happening. Now, he might be an expiring contract value to another team where the Heat takes on someone's equally bad or equally different money, something like that. But it really – look, what it is this, is Eric Spoelstra has made a decision that, in his view, Hassan Whiteside is his third choice in the middle in those situations. And we see it all the time with players.
He hasn't come out and said that, but that's what it looks
like. Oh, and he'll say all the right things. And, you know, when he says, the way there was foul trouble, the way the game was going, Kelly was in such a good flow, we went to our small lineup. All those euphemisms, you see it in every sport when a player doesn't play and you start to question why. A lot of times it's just the gut feeling of a coach. I feel more comfortable with that player. And that's the way it is for those two, for whatever reasons. And he'll always come up with the reason of, foul trouble for Oklahoma City, that's why. I guess we'll see again tonight. The Spurs go fairly large at times with Jacob Poeltl starting and LaMarcus Aldridge moves in the middle. But when Aldridge is playing at center, I think, again, he's going to feel more comfortable with Bam Adebayo's ability to step out and contest that solid mid-range jumper.
Ira, you saw this from a mile away, right, having the Dragon and Dwayne Wade come off the bench and be your two best players at times. Like, this is not something that surprised you, right?
You know what? The Dragic thing, I still think he gets back in the starting lineup. And I think he gets back in the starting lineup because he saw this a couple of years ago. If you remember, at the end of that 2016 playoff run, Amari Stoudemire started as center. With about 3 games to go, Eric Spoelstra got Hassan Whiteside back in the lineup. I expect something similar with Goran now, and I think Dion Waiters might be making that decision really simple. What I never saw coming was Dwayne Wade at 37 years old being not only a leading scorer at times, but a leading guy, a go-to guy, and incredibly reliable on a night-in, night-out basis. This Dwayne Wade story, no one saw this coming, including Dwayne Wade. And not that he's rethinking retirement or everything, he's gone through all of that, but if you would have told me that in March 2019, you would be seeing this out of Dwayne Wade after we've seen some of the injuries after Cleveland a year ago said, we have no use for this guy. Miami, do you want him or else we're not going to play him anymore? It really is a remarkable story. It's almost the exact opposite of how Kobe Bryant went out.
You know what, though? It's just part of his greatness, right? It just reminds you of, like, this guy, because I thought the same thing. I saw what he was making this year, and I went, uh-oh, he's here to have a few good games, but he is – he's playing bigger minutes. He's been a big part of it. By the way, the only question I have for you, I don't think Eric Spoelstra is going to switch anything up because it's working the way it is. You disagree?
Well, and that's what and Joe, you were right to that point. That's what he has done. If it's working, he stays with it. Who knows? Even when Justice Winslow comes back, how the rotation is going to work out. So I think that's a reasonable point. But I don't see the winning necessarily continuing against this schedule. So I think the opening will be there for Eric, especially to establish a playoff rotation and to get Goran back in a better rhythm. Look, the original question was this. Justice Winslow is the point guard of the future. Eric Spoelstra has said that. But Goran Dragic is playing off the ball anyway. When he plays with Dwayne, he's playing as more of a shooting guard. So he's shown you could have the same backcourt you previously had with Winslow and Dragic, and I think Goran will be fine being a combo guard. I think at this point in Goran's career in his mid-30s, he'll play whatever role helps the team, whatever he can do. Goran Dragic has shown these last few weeks he's a pretty good shooting guard. Deion Waiters has not shown that at all.
What's the latest on Justice? He's not going to play tonight, right?
Yeah, and you know, Joe, with a deep thigh bruise, that's one of those things. You get up, you try to stand on it, you try to run on it, and it's just not there. So he's out tonight. Rodney Magruder's out tonight. He's sort of playing it safe, not desperate right now. And they know that they have I know it sounds weird, guys. They have a huge stretch next week. They play Orlando, Dallas, and New York. The winnable games are the ones they must have right now. So I think they're almost saying, look, we're sort of house money after the Thunder. If we get the Spurs, if we get the game in Milwaukee, even a Washington second night of a back-to-back, fine. But we've got to win the winnable games left on the schedule.
Hey, Ira, we were talking about this, and we've asked everybody and everything. This thing, is this MVP thing close to you? The James Harden and Greek Freak going back and forth with the numbers they're putting up and the records of their teams?
I think it's as close as it's been in years. And I would have, I guess one game shouldn't matter. And I thought Paul George was up there also. So I think it's going to be a matter of where Houston and Oklahoma City finish in the standings. I just think that Giannis Antetokounmpo has to carry his team so much more, even with the additional talent they added, and he's so much more of a complete player. Look, I know the game is ultimately about scoring. You get more points, it doesn't matter about rebounds and block shots and defense. I get all that. But Giannis is sort of filling every box across the board, way more so than James Harden. I have him as my favorite. I understand that scoring is the ultimate measure of the man in the NBA, but I think Giannis has sort of made his team better. I know that's a tired old saw. I probably would go with Giannis right now, but yeah, Joe, every time Harden puts up one of those numbers, you do have to say to yourself, come on. Best scorer in the league, it should be that. What's incredible is I don't think that LeBron winds up in the top five of the MVP ballot after everyone says you can give it to him every year. And I really wonder where, if at all, he winds up in the NBA's all-NBA team ballots for those three teams.
Now, that's an interesting one right there about LeBron. It's funny, too, because we have a discussion a lot here on the show about the MVP, and we talk about Harden or Giannis. And the one thing I bring up sometimes at the end is, yeah, Paul George was in that conversation. He's having an amazing year. Yeah. He really is. But his teammate's averaging another triple-double, and he's not even in the conversation. And that, to me, is still that stat that's unbelievable. I know his team is not great this year. They're 42-29. But the guy's averaging another triple-double, and he's not even in the conversation.
Yeah, and Westbrook's having that kind of year. His shot's been off a little. And that's probably one of those two guys cancel each other out deals where you say, hey, most valuable, who's doing the singular lifting? Look, Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton's an all-star. There's a lot of talent on that Bucks roster, but it's all built around that one guy. And if they win the conference, and they win the conference going away, when you have a Toronto team with Leonard and you have that loaded Boston and 76ers rosters, I think Giannis, therefore, has shown he's lifted his team to an even higher level. Look, right now, there's a chance the Rockets don't have home court in the first round. There's a chance San Antonio, Portland, or even Oklahoma City finish ahead of them. So I think this is one of those really hold your ballots to the last day of the season. Yeah. They're due after the last game. I think you have to wait on that.
Let's get into something really important here. My brackets for just a second. Help me out. Can Yale, you buying the big upset of 14 against LSU? Is there a chance that happens?
You know what? I mean, LSU with the whole coaching situation, I saw that.
I know, a little down, coaches out.
Against the Gators twice. I still think Naz Reid is a much better player than people give him credit for. I think LSU just wants the season to end. I think that's the case where you're vulnerable. You know, you saw the way they played in the SEC tournament, but I'm not sure they're ready to go yet. But I think they'll go earlier than people thought. I mean, right now, the way they're coming into the tournament, their seeding has basically been falling by every time they go out on the court.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would not have them too far in your brackets either. My question is does Duke lack of three-point shooting eventually come back to bite them?
Ira, stick with me. I need my bracket help. I don't want to get into Duke.
Okay.
Stay with me. Nevada, Florida, 7 and against
really
10. What do you think?
You know what? When I saw that draw, I said the Gators are screwed because the Gators cannot score. So if you're going to give me a team that's going to get into the 70s or 80s, I don't see anything this way. The way Kayvon Allen has gone backwards for four straight years from NBA prospect to, maybe he'll get a chance in the G League tryout camp. I mean, that's a remarkable story. The Gators could not have gotten a worse draw. The last thing they needed was an offensive-minded team.
All right,
I'm just letting you keep going.
No, I'm done. I don't want to go crazy because this was just totally about my brackets right there.
Ira,
so
by the way,
you.
Doesn't it seem like Florida plays Nevada or Butler every year in the tournament?
Yeah, it does. They seem to get those sort of upstart kind of teams. We remember what Eric Musselman's team did last year in the tournament. So, yeah, I just think they're primed to at least probably, you know, get to the Sweet 16. Just not the best draw for the Gators. I'm glad they didn't get the play-in game because there's no worse feeling than there's two teams right now who are done with the tournament. That's just a crappy way to go out. That on Tuesday, 2 days after Selection Sunday, your season's already over. As long as they avoided that number 11, I was fine.
Yeah, and it's going to be the first time a lot of people are going to see the kid from Murray State, too. Was it John Moran?
Yeah. You like,
yeah,
you like Belmont?
Yeah, matchup against Marquette.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but that'll be the first time, you know, someone will be able to see. I don't want to, I'm not answering any more of your questions about the damn bracket. Now, Ira, do you know what he does? He looks at the bracket, Joe, next to me, and he goes, man, Louisville, Minnesota, it's going to be a tough matchup for both teams. Who do you like? Who do you like in that one?
You buying Belmont. Everybody loves Belmont.
Stop it. Ira, I'm hanging up on you.
All right.
Thank you, Ira, for the NBA stuff. Appreciate it. God. Ira Winderman, powered by Energy
Iron,
will be an
accident
attorney.
I know he watches all those teams.
You should call Jake.
Oh, yeah, that kid, you know.
Call
1-800. That kid of his is.
He knows more. He knows. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. More Joe asking our guests about brackets coming up.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, Zach, when do those brackets have to be in by once again?
Well, the tournament starts tomorrow at noon. And some brackets.
We have them in actually tomorrow morning.
I mean, I would think by like 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. you'd still be safe, but that's really cutting it close.
Let's get it done today if we
can. Yeah, if we can get those. Yeah, no more cheat shows. And I mean, we're going to have Ray Hudson on later. I don't think you should be asking him about.
I'm not going to ask.
Brackets.
Him. No, with
it's a
Ray.
Embarrassing.
With Ray, we just we want to talk a little bit about this soccer thing.
You want me to get Jay Billis on the phone? You want to ask him some questions?
No, I'm good. Right. I'm good.
He'll pick Duke, I think.
By the way, it doesn't matter.
Stay on point with me, Ray.
How about Ira getting ready to tell us about Duke and worried about their shooting? I'm like, Ira, stick with me. I'm not worried about Duke. I know Duke's going to win some games. I said, let's get to some of those games you don't know about early.
Zion didn't come back not to win the national championship.
Yeah, and I get they're not a great three-point shooting team, in case you haven't seen any of those shows. I've been able to see what everybody's...
Tell me more about Kansas. What's Kansas'
Kansas
weakness?
Has not played well on the road. But
are you picking Duke? Is that your pick?
I haven't gotten that far.
Are we giving our picks here?
I'm working my way up, but you can't get into it. I'm trying to kick everybody's ass, man.
Your bracket's going to be public.
It will be.
Once you submit it on that side, I don't think anyone cares who you're picking. That's the thing, like... You don't have to hide it. No one cares. You're not an
honestly,
expert.
I haven't been a threat to anybody.
An expert, you are far from it. I mean, you have no idea what you're doing.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean know what you're doing? You pick one or the other, know what you're doing.
What's that 50-50 mean?
But you have no idea who you're picking.
Well, do you? How many teams have you seen play?
I haven't seen any of them. I'm not saying I have, but.
Well, you have. You've seen Miami play
teams. I have seen a bunch of them play.
What seems Barry?
I have no idea who's going to win. Neither do you. Just pick someone. Get it done by today, please.
You buy that there's a good chance the ones and two seeds are solid for a couple of rounds, though.
Yeah, I almost have chalk in my bracket, by the way. It's close.
So I always wonder if we just picked the higher seed on every pick.
There was one year, I think, what, three number ones got there and a two. So if you did that, you basically would have won your bracket.
I like North Carolina. I'm just messing with you, man. I'm done.
No, you're not.
No, I'm done.
You got Duke and North Carolina in the championship? Is that what you got?
I do like North Carolina a lot. But
no. Do you have an upset in the first round?
I do.
Yeah, you know what? I think I like that Ivy League school that can shoot.
Big you like upset. Yale? I'll tell you what. I'm excited to see one team play.
Laugh, man.
I want to see Murray State play to see this kid because you didn't get to see this kid all season.
Well, he might
long.
Only play one game, so you better enjoy it.
Upset special.
Well, they got Marquette. I don't know, man. Marquette's not going
to sometimes
be.
It just takes one player to get hot during the tournament, man. Marquette knows that with Dwayne. Just one player, hot.
Yeah, no, you
this
can.
This kid has been talked about all season long outside of the three Duke kids. This is the fourth pick in the draft.
He also knows whenever they lose, his life just gets better. Because when he's done, he's probably going to drop right out of school if he hasn't already. Right.
And just declare for the draft.
And he goes, okay, correct. I'm done. And now I can go out. I'm going to be a top three or four pick in the NBA draft.
You can move your way to two, though, behind Zion if you have a pretty good run here in this tournament.
I don't know.
Kid's
by
good.
By the way, you play in this tournament. Mm-hmm. It's going to change.
Ask Dwayne Wade.
Marquette's almost only favored by 4.5 points this game, by the way.
This is not
not a huge
upset. That wouldn't be like a huge one. But
Florida
the seeding.
Are underdogs, by the way. 2.5 point underdogs.
Florida
Nevada.
Should be a 12-point.
Ira, who spends a lot of time, not a big Gator believer.
Because
here
he's right about this one thing. The Gators have a good they play great defense, but they have a problem scoring. It's funny. It's the same thing as their football team. They couldn't score a lot of points on offense. They had a pretty good defense.
Does Ira's whole family sit around like they watch the game? They all wear matching outfits?
Well, him and Jake do with the Gator stuff. I don't know about Ira's wife.
You want me to take a shot that the family all wears the
same t-shirt? I wasn't taking a shot. I was just being honest.
A lot of families do that, and I'm not. You're trying to get me to take a shot at people.
I saw him out once, and they were wearing
he and his wife wear matching shirts.
Wait, what?
They wear whatever events they're going to. They'll wear matching.
You're joking.
I was at a heat event one year, and they showed up wearing matching polos.
Come on, both of you stop it.
It's
you're
okay.
both lying,
wrong
right?
with that.
What do you mean matching shirts?
A lot of people do that.
I wear matching shirts with my 2-year-old.
That's not what we're talking about. I bought a shirt for Matthew that's what looks like the same as mine. That's my 17-month-old and me. It's not me and Ashley walking out of the house together wearing polos.
So you think it's weird that people go to a sporting event or a charity event and have the same shirt on?
Yep.
Well, charity events, everybody gets the same shirt. Is that okay?
You put on the shirt
a giveaway
at the charity
shirt,
event?
Dude.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, they came wearing it. It was a Gator shirt at a heat event. They didn't give them out.
And it's the same one? Like, they didn't have, like, a different style?
How about they put their son? Jake got that great education
in
Florida.
He did. Smart kid. Got a good job, too.
A lot of parents, by the way, when their kids go to a certain school, do wear a lot of those shirts from that school.
Yeah, except for my dad. My dad never put a Gator shirt on. Maybe once when we went to a basketball game. He would wear Kane stuff up to Gainesville. Not cool.
Yeah.
You have a lot of Colgate shirts?
No. I have one Florida shirt and don't wear it much.
Yeah, because you get killed every time you
wear
it.
Yeah, you get crushed.
You buckled to the pressure, though, too.
Yeah.
You tried to defend yourself and then you buckled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why am I?
You can't get caught with a Gator shirt.
My daughter goes to Florida and.
You're fine with a Colgate shirt. You're good.
You've given him enough money. Might as well wear the shirt.
I can't.
That's a good point, though.
I always love when somebody it does always get me, especially in this town, that if your kids go to a school, why can't the parents wear the friggin' shirt?
Well, they should be able to. They're spending enough money.
Doesn't matter where they live.
Yeah.
That's where they went to their kids went to school.
Correct.
And even if you're doing sports.
Ira went all in on the Gators. All in. With the games with Jake. You saw all the pictures, both of them on social media.
No. Ira teaches a class up there sometimes.
Mm. With Jason Cole?
Jason Cole's up there. Yeah. I think all those guys.
Marvez is up there, too.
Darlington's been up there. He's done a class up there. I think they've all the old Gators have been involved
never
in the media
me
class.
Back to teach a class.
I don't know, Zach.
Don't take a shot. I feel like you were about to take a shot.
I should be teaching at an elementary school, man.
That's really
you
not
go
nice.
To Gainesville. There's a first grade that you could go in and entertain
Archer
the kids.
Archer Elementary.
To teach how to pronounce names for first graders.
That would be the worst class.
You're bad. I don't have a lot of room
That'd
to talk
be the worst
there.
Class.
Tell you what, we were talking before about
Juventus.
Mike Trout, 12-year, 430. By the way, we should have just started the show. Mike Trout, 12-year, $430 million. These baseball players, I get if you don't do it, somebody else will do it. It's the third contract we've seen this year in the 300s and now 400s, which 100 more than the other guys.
Bryce Manning, hold my beer.
But you know,
an extra 100.
But you know what's amazing? These guys have all got contracts with guaranteed money till they're 40. And we are yet to see an everyday player, or even pitchers for as far as that goes, at their peak in their late 30s, unless they get back on the Balco program or Biogenesis program, there's just no way. So you're buying, and I know you have to do it if you want them, and you want to keep them.
You got to lock them up for the career.
There
That's what you got to
no
do now.
No way you're getting Mike Trout that you're going to get at 27 and 28 and 29 seven, 8 years from now, when he starts to look more like Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah, you're right. No, but you got that's the problem now.
Miguel
in
Cabrera
baseball.
Is a shell of himself.
Oh,
he
of
breaks down because he doesn't take great care of himself. But he's just not the same guy
He
was winning MVPs and
triple
and
crowns and all. No, that's you got to understand that that's just the way of baseball right now. You're going to lock up your guy. You're not locking him up for 4 years. The 4 year. You know, $120 million contract is no longer when you're locking up a guy like that. In baseball now, they're 10-year deals, 8-year deals, 12, 13-year deals. You're locking him up for his career. That's what you're doing. It didn't happen with Giancarlo, although you knew he was going somewhere else once the contract started paying.
But I just look, you now have tied up three guys this offseason. You're the three best top free agent, everyday players, and they've all got contracts basically – until they're almost 40 years old.
They're done. Till the end of their career, basically. Or very close to it.
It's.
But you're right. The end of that, when Bryce is 39, when Trout's 38, 39, don't expect these guys to hit 320 and 30 home runs a year. This is going to be a guy who's going to struggle.
Unless
I'm sure.
They get on the great program.
Yeah, but you can't do that anymore. You can't do the cream and the clear and all that. You just can't. That's why all those guys got away with it and got paid later in their careers. Mark McGwire, Bond, Sosa, name the guys that had to stand up or didn't go to Congress. Those were the guys in those programs. Even A-Rod. Before all the stuff happened.
At least twice.
Yeah. Like that, you can't do it anymore. It's impossible. And think about it back then. We're talking about Barry Bonds at 36, 37 getting a 5 or 6 year deal if we were in today's day and age. And you can get away with that. He was hitting 65, 70 home runs when he's almost 40.
But again, if you didn't do that for Mike Trout, how many teams were going to do it? It goes right back to then some idiot tries to write an article that he's worth more than that today. I always love that somebody's got to do a different spin.
Of
like,
course.
Really? Like the 12-year, $430 million?
Not
biggest
enough.
Not enough. He's actually got a great deal on it. We'll find out what a great deal that is.
You're right.
In the last 5 years of that contract.
That's it. It's the same thing that happened when Pujols was when the Marlins were actually in the Pujols negotiations, giving this guy a 10-year deal for $300 million or $250 million, whatever it was. And you're thinking to yourself, this guy's already in his mid-30s.
This is the first time we've seen signs of LeBron, even though he's still averaging 27 points a game.
Right, you're right.
First time he's had injuries. First time he's – now, maybe it's because he's on a bad team and hadn't gotten much help. But it is the first time we've looked and said, man – 34, all
He's
those extra
LeBron
basketball
anymore.
Games and everything. And that's the most physical human being we've ever seen in sports.
Well, first off, he started playing in the NBA at 18. He went 9 years of going to the final straight, right? That was the record or whatever it was. You're talking about nine extra, basically, 18 more months of basketball than anyone else has played.
Oh, no, he's played a few extra seasons.
Couple Olympics. Like, you put him in all these things, he's not a machine. He's going to break down at one point. But I will tell you this. You said it just there. If they somehow get Anthony Davis and they somehow pull someone else there, and now he's infused with two other all-star superstars in this league, we'll see how old LeBron looks. and motivated, because he is not motivated this year.
No. He's going out there and he realized, I mean, they're losing every game now.
Of course.
It doesn't matter how bad the teams they're playing against, they're losing to everybody. They're blowing leads late in the games. And I mean, you know, it's bad. We got to talk about LeBron pouting at the end of the bench.
Exactly.
And people trying to say it's okay, but they rip everybody else for doing the same thing. But they don't, nobody wants to say anything about LeBron.
Just wait till the Lakers get a top four pick in the draft with their like 12% chance. Just wait.
Well, listen, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Start of baseball today. A's and Mariners playing over in Japan right now. And we got 9-7 games, so baseball off to a nice little start with some offense and some home runs. I think we got a little grand slam already today. We got Tate Martell news. His eligibility is good to go for next year for the Miami Hurricanes. Will he be the starting quarterback? A lot of stuff. And, of course, the news coming out of Broward County. The Moss family and the MLS looking real, real good coming out of Broward County. We'll have all that stuff for you when we come back. Stay with us.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
WQAM is on the road for the big college basketball tournament. It's Hooters Hoops Hysteria. It's Thursday. It's tomorrow, March 21st. Join Hawk and Cratter, 2 p.m. at the Hooters in Coral Way for a live broadcast. Enjoy the Hoops Hysteria at Hooters. Make plans now to play hooky at Hooters during March. Don't miss any of the action. Visit HootersFlorida.com for a location near you. Tomorrow, 2 p.m., Hawk and Cratter live at Hooters in Coral Way.
All right, well, Moss and Beckham and the MLS Miami team looking for a home here real quickly to play till they can get something figured out in Dade County. And so up at Lockhart for their meetings yesterday at City Hall with the commissioners and listening to what everybody had to say, whether it's the MLS, and then they apparently they also have another group up there, the FXE, who, and everybody's making their promises on what they're going to do and what they're going to deliver. Listen, man, I don't know much about the FXE and the United Soccer League, but you got the MLS.
That's the draw.
You got the Moss family and the amount of money that this group has together. The Training Youth Development Academy, there's going to be a team play there full-time that will be affiliated with the Miami team, and everything that they're going to have with this facility and developing young, the best young players in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach and surrounding areas down here in Florida, be able to, no matter what their situation, whether they have money or not, to be able to go to this program and develop them and be property of the MLS team down here. I mean, I just think, not to mention all the big events at Hard Rock, all the big soccer teams, Real Madrid, Manchester United, they'll be able to come in a few days early and they'll go right up there because all the facilities, everything will be set up. It'll be great for business. Soccer and football fields will be everywhere. And when they're free, when they're not being used, the schools around here can use them. It really can be a soccer destination for all these teams that are up in the cold weather, want to come down and scrimmage and practice against each other. There's just so many positives that and listen, MLS is legit now. MLS is getting huge crowds.
Yep.
And so to me, and the money behind them, you know, they can write big checks.
It's up and coming.
That $60 million is going to be a checking account. Here, let me just take this.
Yep. I just think that it's a no-brainer investment if you're the city of Fort Lauderdale. As long as you don't – there's nothing in the writing or nothing in the, you know, the fine print at the bottom where you're going to have to do anything. If the Moss family wants to come in there, build it up, do two seasons there, whatever the end result is going to be from this, why not? It is a – it's a landfill right now. It's just nothing. It's a stadium. It's 60 acres. Is that what you said, 60 acres?
65.
65 acres of just nothing. Weeds, grass growing in the middle of that field. I mean, I put the picture up on Twitter. I couldn't believe the responses. We used to play football there. What happened there?
Well, the water park, they're going to come in the water park. So they're going to have a big water park, and it was going to be this and that, and it fell through. What legal stuff, and didn't work out. So now
the city
have
can't
this.
Send a dude over there to cut the grass?
Well, they just completely
they gave
let
up
it go,
on it. Yeah.
And so nobody's playing there and hasn't for a while. So, but it will be good. I think it's a way it'll be good for everybody, good for the high schools that need it, good for not just football, but for soccer. And tournaments of all different ages can go out there and play on the weekends and when it's not being used. And it's gonna be a nice little 18,000 seat stadium.
Why not?
So hopefully for a couple years while the MLS team needs a place to play or maybe a little bit longer if they're having trouble getting it done. But training youth development academy and everything else. I mean, they need something unique in there, and to me, that's pretty good stuff. And
do we know that the whole Miami thing is just this home run that's going to get taken care of and done?
No, we don't know.
Yeah, like then why not?
They
just
feel good about it, yeah. But they got to get.
And Hollywood voted for it.
It passed.
Yeah,
it's just the commissioners. Well, they got to get four votes, if I'm not mistaken. Is it
or
four?
Three
votes?
Out of five, whatever it is.
I don't know. Maybe it's three out. Well, whatever. They don't have enough yet. And they've got to get more. I think they got a new guy coming in, try to get on, get him aboard on everything to get that going. But right now, they need something quickly. There was nothing in Dade, and here they are in Broward going, hey, Lockhart, right off Commercial Boulevard at 95. Love to have you. Great for business. We're going to stay. We'll keep a lot of our stuff here. We'll have a minor league team here for you. And we will be having a lot of people coming up here and staying and everything else. Seems like a no-brainer to me,
yeah,
but
me
again,
too.
I'm not a politician
thank God.
Or an angry person that hates sports.
No, thank God I'm both.
So,
yeah.
You know, or you think the old billionaire's out to screw you, which a lot of people do.
Well, it's because of a couple different guys that people don't trust anyone anymore down here when it comes to the sports stuff.
Well, they're putting up the money, man. They're up the $60 million. For that and the fields, I don't know how the agreement on the fields will work and to get that done and the maintenance of the facility and everything else. But I'd like to see it back. Listen, I've been there for all the high school football games through the years, and I used to do those little cable games when I was a young guy. The Dillard St. Thomas games and Dillard Ely games were there. There were some other schools that played up there. We had spring football for the Hurricanes, one of the last events I remember.
That was pretty
cool being up there for that and having everybody. It was just the right size for Canes fans to get out there, whatever it was, and see that, and you're on top of it, so it was good. So you've had that, and then you've had some soccer teams. I just think this area is really ready for soccer.
I do too.
For good soccer.
I finally do.
And I do think they're going to go out and get some good players. I'm not saying they're going to go out and get Messi.
No.
But they're going to go out and get some.
Anything past Beckham at this point.
Well,
trying to recruit what he can to have his team
get some guys on the
team.
Downside of their careers that are still good, that would be a good draw and still at a high skill level that want to come here. We're getting more and more guys doing that, coming over here to this league. And get something and hopefully get off to a good start winning and get people really excited about it. So anyway, Miami needs a home, needs something to get going. There's not a lot of property. It was just they tried everything down there and moved up and said, hey, that old weed city over there known as Lockhart Stadium, let us fix that sucker up, man. Let's
I wonder
get
what
rid
the counter argument to this is.
There's just somebody else bidding on it.
So that's what it is. So it's not, you know, we don't want this.
There's another United Soccer League is also wants it, and they're promising restaurants and shops and a football, obviously, soccer and everything else with their league. And they're offering more stuff that always be used for people to enjoy. And so, you know, I don't know what their money situation is, but I'm guessing their money situation when you look at it, because you don't get burned where some looks really good and your finances can't live up to what you agreed to. So I just look at this and look at the Moss family got a great reputation. No matter what you think of them, they and don't hold it against them that they're rich people and they're very successful.
That helps with this, though.
Moss family got a really good reputation. Yeah. They got a really good Columbus High School reputation of everything they're doing.
Someone texted in order for that Fort Lauderdale arrangement to work with Major League Soccer and the MLS, they need to have shuttle service available at the Tri-Rail stop on West Cypress Creek. That way you can get people to travel from Miami on the cheap there. I guess that's one option you have to look into, right? Traveling to get there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. But
if you want to go, there'll be a lot of different ways, I'm guessing, to go.
That's right off 95 and commercial, right?
You're talking about 15,000 to 18,000 people a game, probably.
Not 65,000.
Right.
A little bit of a difference.
So, we'll see how it all plays out and everything else. But I do know this. They need an answer fast because they got to get going. They want to get playing here. They don't want to sit and wait and go, well, we'll have a team in a couple years.
They already heard that twice.
Yeah, they don't want to do that and see what's going to happen. That's going to be, I think there's still a lot of work to get done in Dade County down there where they want to be. I don't think that fight's over yet. And so they'll still have to go with that. But they just got to go back and get rolling here on this Lockhart Stadium and get that done and listen to both proposals officially. And I got to believe that the Moss family is – I call them the Moss family. Beckham and all the partners that they have are leading the charge right now. They're out in first place with what they want to do. Anyway – I don't know what everybody gets as far as back, what Fort Lauderdale gets back and all that stuff, but it was nice to see that as a real nice soccer facility. That's all.
That's the fine print I'm always talking about.
And I am done. No more. No more on that. And I lied. We're going to have Ray Hudson come up. Ray will talk about it. I love Ray Hudson.
Ray, you brought Ray on to talk brackets, right? Is that what you're bringing him on for?
I might ask him if he's got one.
Put it in like a Hollywood
Ray, you
laughing.
Got a bracket? Ray's like too busy watching Messi get hat tricks.
That's
and
right.
Ronaldo and all those guys, right? All those great players.
If you ask him about Nevada,
I'm not
or Murray I'm State.
I was just doing that with Ira to see, keep Ira, and then Ira wanted to break down Duke. So I don't care about Duke, Ira.
You can only ask Ray about Houston, Georgia State. That's it. That's your one you're allowed to ask. It's a 3-14 matchup.
Ah, man.
Are you looking to see who you picked there? You are.
I
see you looking down.
That's how you can tell they don't know what they're talking about, though, when they start breaking down Duke.
Well, because it's the easy
one. Everyone's seen Duke play.
Everybody's
so, like, if that's your default, like, oh, that's Zion. He's real good.
But you know how many people are going to pick Duke because they've seen him play 100 times and they have Zion?
By the way, if you go by who's on TV the most, Duke wins this thing.
That's right.
Duke wins easily.
They're in their own bracket.
ESPN, they should just be rename their thing Duke because that's what they put on.
Here in the Duke region, it's Duke and no one else.
Duke was on national TV more than any NBA team, not even close.
I would like to see the comparison on Duke national games and Golden State national games.
Do you blame ESPN, though?
No.
They ain't lying about Zion. That's legit.
Did you just make that up?
Doesn't hurt that he plays for free.
They ain't lying about Zion?
Really,
you got to
do the downer thing. Like, we're going to get in, they're not getting paid right now. Is that what you want to do?
Here we go.
Like, that's what you, out of getting out of everything, we've got the tournament coming up, we're trying to figure.
You got to admit, it's a little weird, the pedestal that they put Zion Williamson up on, and he gets nothing from his name.
So let me ask you.
You have to admit, it's a little strange, right?
No, I don't think it's strange today. So you decide right before the tournament that you want to bring up that Zion's not getting paid. That's what you get out of the tournament, trying to figure out who's going to make a run. Knowing every one of these guys want to win a national championship because apparently you don't understand that to win this tournament's kind of a big deal. So nobody's thinking about who's getting paid and who's not getting paid right now.
If Zion decided not to play in the tournament, you still taking Duke?
Yeah, no shot.
Yeah, no shot.
They're done.
Yeah.
He's the emotion.
Why wouldn't he play?
He's the emotional leader.
Just because he wants to wait to get paid.
As soon as he's done, it starts. As soon as that shoe contract and everything else.
They lose or win the championship.
But can I ask you why Salty's got to go there like right off the bat?
What do you expect?
He
hasn't been Salty all morning.
And you just, right before the tournament, the regular season's over, and you go, well, they're not getting paid. Like, you always got to put it, why you got to be a downer, man?
I didn't say they. No one else deserves to get paid except for Zion.
Oh, man.
All right. Why don't you pay him? Why don't you get a group together and pay?
I would happily sign him to my company if I could. I don't have a shoe company at the moment.
Jeez. You know, Zion's going to be just fine.
He's going to be all right.
He's going to play in this tournament. They're probably going to go deep into it, if not win the whole damn thing, and he's going to be fine. And then why don't we start before the year? You can start bitching about football and basketball guys not getting paid. We can go back to that argument. We can get back into that. That everybody's getting screwed and taking advantage of these players.
You think
but not before the stinking tournament, man.
You think Old Dominion could be Purdue? 3-4-2-4.
You know, I'm not sure about that. That's another one. I'm not sure about that one either. I am sure 9 o'clock hour's coming up. I do need a little Ray Hudson entertainment for 9 o'clock hour.
I was excited when I saw
him. I freaking love
name.
Ray. And I got to tell you, I know you got drinking with Ray in the old days in the 80s. Ray and I used to be there at the end of the night.
Can I ask those questions? I just want to ask those. Ray, you know how I like that.
Ray and I, you never
Ray knew. Was Ray ever at the Inferno?
No.
Oh.
Oh, man. Ray was on the east side of town. And Ray, you never knew what Ray was going to have on one arm and the next. We used to look at each other, and it wasn't always quality. Nothing against you, Ray. We were in the same boat you by know, the end of the night.
You know where I'm going.
Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.